All 8 vacant seats on the Anchorage Fish and Game Citizens Advisory Committee have been filled, and indications are that hunting interests have won the majority on the panel. According to Sherry Wright, with State Fish and Game Board support, a record number of people turned out to vote on Tuesday night. The 8 successful candidates were all backed by Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife Alaska Chapter, a hunting advocacy group. Wade Willis, a biologist and organizer of a move to place more members on the board who favor non-consumptive uses of state wildlife resources, says he's disappointed.
It's unfortunate. The SFW was able to bring people out who would vote for their candidates, and the ADFG allowed people to come in and vote prior to people being nominated for the seats. So people came in, voted, and left, and never actually heard any of the candidates' nomination speeches or anything. So it was a blatant hijacking of the AC process, in my opinion.
Willis says the voters overlooked many qualified candidates who would have made up a more diverse panel. Dane Crowley, executive director of SFW, says he's happy about the outcome of the election. He says the committee's makeup reflects the interest of the communities it serves.
The consumptive users are the ones who pay for the resource management through licenses and firearms, sporting goods sales, and really those interests are well represented on the advisory committee. I think that there are still several people who are non-consumptive users who are still on the board, including Mr. Willis. So they are representative, and based on the vote last night, they're proportionally represented on the board now.
The AC advises the State Board of Game on hunting issues. The Game Board starts its round of meetings on statewide hunting regulations in Anchorage on January 29th.